Democratic St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones says business owners should be held accountable for crimes that happen on their premises. Call 911. Hey, I've been robbed. You need to handle it. Plus, we're going to give you a fine. You need to go take this class. Is that what we're talking about? Kind of is in St. Louis. Let's get into it. Here we go.
We are on the 4200 block of South Broadway. The Broadway March store is just behind us here. You can see significant damage done to the front door. Police believe this was one of two businesses in this strip mall targeted overnight by at least one burglar. The other is an O'Reilly Auto Parts store just down from us here. Police tell us they believe whoever is responsible used a vehicle to back into the multiple stores that were hit overnight. Authorities tell me they think a total of eight stores were hit, six along South Broadway here and two on Gravoy. We have video from six of the break-ins. Take a look at video of the vehicle that police believe was used in the break-ins. It was recovered abandoned in South City on Michigan earlier this morning.
That actually doesn't look that bad, does it? I mean, you got some damage over here. But this rear end for bashing into a bunch of businesses' doors, that's not in bad shape.
It has damage to the back of it. Police telling me earlier that it was reported stolen. We captured video here at the Broadway Mart earlier. We actually noticed this damage to this business when we arrived here initially to do live reports in front of the O'Reilly Auto Parts store very close to here, which was also broken into. We called police and they then responded to this location. The overnight string of break-ins all started at the Family Dollar on the 4600 block of Gravoy, police responding there just before 2 this morning. In that case, the door was damaged similar to the situation here. No word on what might have been taken from that business. Less than 20 minutes later, police got a call for another break-in at the O'Reilly Auto Parts store here on South Broadway. The store manager there telling me that their surveillance video shows a vehicle backing into the front door, then someone getting out and going into the business. The manager does believe items were taken. Just minutes after that, police getting another call for a break-in at the Royals Liquor Store on the 6400 block of Gravoy. Similar to the other situations, that store sustaining damage to the front door. Again, we don't know from police what might have been taken. Just after 3 o'clock this morning, another break-in at a Circle K at South Broadway in Davis. More front door damage there. Similar to the other cases, still unclear what may have been taken from that business. Then just after 3:30 this morning, another attempted break-in at the South Public Supermarket on the 7700 block of South Broadway. In that case, the suspect or suspects rammed bars in front of the store but could not get in. We spoke earlier with the owner of this strip mall here about his reaction to what happened.
It's very frustrating. We would deal with this here, I don't know how many times over the years. And they just broke into one of the building supplies right here, okay, last year, and we still haven't finished this one yet. Now there's another one going on at the, you know, this March. And we again kind of tired of it here, you know. These are honest working folks in this shopping center trying to make an honest living.
Police tell me they believe one suspect may have been behind all of these overnight break-ins. That suspect still at large at this hour, no injuries being reported.
So my point to showing you that is, which one of those cases should the business owner be held accountable for, you know, for that crime happening? Which one? I mean, that was just one night in St. Louis. So what does that look like? Yeah. I mean, vast majority of those were businesses that were, it was after hours, right? It was at night. Let's read the story. Democrat St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones has initiated a bold approach to combating crime within her city, one that diverges from the traditional strategies typically centered around bolstering law enforcement. Jones instead has proposed a new tactic, holding local businesses accountable for crimes occurring on or around their premises. Her strategy seeks to engage the private sector in a more proactive role in fostering community safety. Now, what could these businesses have done to prevent these criminal actions from happening? Hire 24-hour security? That's not going to happen. It's just not feasible for most of these businesses. They don't have it in the budget. Shouldn't you have more police running around? Oh, wait a minute. St. Louis defunded their police, right? Yeah. So, you know, it's like Seattle complaining, we don't have enough cops. Well, that's because you defunded them. Oh, you mean there's a correlation to fewer cops and more crime? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't think about that. I mean, it's just, it's such a known quantity, and everybody else sitting out back on the outside, you know, looks in and goes, what a bunch of morons. Well, coming out to this and saying, her strategy seeks to engage the private sector. They're trying to do business. They're not in the law enforcement. Although some of them, the folks, you know, remember, where was it? It was Kensington, I think. It was Philadelphia. It was a restaurant, hired armed guards with AR-15s. I thought that was great. Unnecessary, you know. But if you want to make a statement, yep, we're going to have armed guard security for your lunchtime special. It's going to be safe. Joan's inspiration for this approach stemmed from her attendance at the Black Mayors Coalition on Crime held in Memphis, Tennessee. If you're going to have a coalition on crime, should it be Memphis? Should it be in Memphis? I read a lot of stories in Memphis, and they're not good. So, you know, where you get your information is critical. So it was there that she became acquainted with a program in Atlanta targeting nightclub owners, prompting her to contemplate the applicability of such measures to St. Louis. We have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations. Why is that? Well, because those are open late. They're open after hours. They're easy to get in and out of. You can drive a car, you can drive a truck, whatever. You saw that little white SUV. It was able to do some damage, right? So you have a lot of violence around convenience stores and gas stations, Jones said to WCMTV. So how can we hold those business owners accountable and also bring down crime? I mean, what a numbnut, right? I mean, just absolute doesn't get it, doesn't understand, doesn't want to understand. Maybe that's a better way to say it. Some of the things we're already doing, we're finding other mayors are doing as well. Hold those business owners accountable. Isn't public safety a governmental issue through police? And as mayor, aren't you kind of responsible for that? Instead of trying to put it on the private sector is just struggling to stay alive because you got shut down during the pandemic. You know, all that money they got or they didn't get is long gone. And they're just trying to stay alive. And with the whole, you know, all the crime that's going on, shoplifting being a thing, you know, across the United States, because most governmental entities have restricted how the police can respond to all this criminal activity. And they know, the criminals know that they've got the upper hand. So holding business owners accountable, I can't believe she said that. I mean, I can believe it, but it's just, it's a stupid statement. It is just literally, you're a moron if you believe that. That's kind of the way I see it. Jones believes it's important to hold business owners rather than the city government officials accountable for crimes on business property. How does that work? How does that work? Straight up communism, right? Is that what we're going to go to? And we're just going to, let's go right to the heart of the matter. Let's bypass socialism, go right to communism. Let's give everybody a little bit of everything. We'll just all share it. We'll see how that works out. Because communism's worked out so well. So well. I mean, there's so many cases in history where communism has left, you know, the people in much better place than capitalism, right? Other meeting attendees suggested that the problem isn't the crime is rising, but merely that people perceive that it's rising. I did a podcast yesterday on librarians. Librarians in San Francisco are demanding that they get security inside the libraries because there's so many incidents where people that are whacked out homeless people on drugs are coming in and just doing what those people do, what that population does, which is just, you know, scare the other book borrowing legal people out of there, you know, cause all kinds of havoc, do crazy stuff in the restrooms. You know, there's case after case after case of that happening. 911 is called to libraries in most communities that have a big homeless population on the regular, because it's an open public place, right? It's owned by the public. So, you've got this situation in San Francisco where the librarians are saying, hey, we need some security. We need more security. We need security in every single library. They've got some in the worst places right now, but we need more. We need to have our librarians protected. And then the flip side to that is you've got Mayor London Breed in San Francisco going on and on, and she has to do it. She has to spin her productivity on how well she's done as mayor. She's saying, crime is dropping. All these things are dropping, but it's just a perception problem. There's no real issues here. And at the exact same time, the librarians are screaming for more security. But if things are going so swimmingly, why do you need security in your libraries? Yeah, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to get back to you, right? Now, just watch the podcast. It's ridiculous. It's absurd that these are even dialogues. So, but merely that people perceive that it's rising. No, you didn't get robbed. There's a perception that you got robbed. It's all the way you look at it. Is your glass half full or is it half empty? Which side are you on? Memphis Mayor Paul Young said, "We are solidified and resolved in the fact that we are stronger together." All right. What does that mean? I thought we were talking about crime. We're stronger together. Well, apparently you're not stronger together because you've, St. Louis is one of the most dangerous cities in America. Yeah. Last year it was numero uno. Yeah. The national crime data may show some decreases in overall crime stats, but what we discussed today is that if people don't feel safe, then the statistics don't matter. 100% true. 100% true. If people don't feel better about what's going on, if the librarians don't feel safe, then it ain't safe. In their heads, it's not safe. Now, so much of this is not just based on perception. It's based on reality. I mean, when you have an environment in the East Bay area in San Francisco where you literally are developing new words to communicate the level of lawlessness that you've got going on, such as bipping. You know, when did you hear that word before a few years ago? And more recently, in the last probably year, it's become a media topic, right? I've been covering bipping for a while because it's such an out of control deal. So, is that getting better? It's just your perception. It's just your perception. Okay. Yeah, but my car got bipped. Don't worry about that. I mean, glass and inanimate object. Don't be racist. Jackson, Mississippi Mayor Chukwi Antar Lumumba, I probably butchered that name, but we're just going to move on, said, "We're ensuring amongst ourselves that this will not be the last engagement, but we'll continue to lean in." I'm sorry, Mayor. What? What are you talking about? Just gonna lean on in here. Okay. All right. Into what? What are you leaning on into? And ensuring amongst ourselves that this will not be the last engagement, but we will continue to. Okay. All right. All right. They're going to do something. That's what I'm taking from this. They're going to do something. The Blaze, however, the Blaze, Dave Rubin, however, is calling foul on these claims. By any measure, St. Louis is one of the worst cities for crime in America. The city received an F rating from crimegrade.org. Yeah. It's that whole librarian screaming for security guards. Everything's good here from the mayor. It's all good. It's fine. Crime's going down. It's going down. The Blaze calling out, hey, one of the worst cities for crime in America. But the mayor of St. Louis saying, oh, we need more responsibility from our business owners. How can we involve the business owners in breaking this cycle of crime? Yeah, backwards. We're living in the down under. For years, St. Louis has had one of the highest murder rates and violent crime rates in the country. Jones has been mayor of St. Louis since 2021. Just calling it out, calling it for what it is. Hey, those numbers have gotten way worse, way worse. Another story that I didn't do today, but I was looking at from California was Gruesome Newsom, Governor Gruesome Newsom, Gavin Newsom is his coalition of homelessness, his main body within the state of California. It can't work out where like $20 billion worth of money went for the homeless population, because the homeless population has gone up like 13% in the last year, and they've got 183,000, you know, homeless folks that they have literally counted. So that means it's probably like 250 or 300 in reality homeless. But the issue is they got like this $20 billion that's been given out to the local entities. And now Gruesome Newsom is blaming those governmental entities for not being accountable with their funds. They got state funds, but they're not. Look at those guys. I mean, they are not being accountable. They're not telling us where did that money go? It's like when these leaders of these Democrat-run cities, they get all worked up over, how did this happen? Look at the homelessness here. This is nuts. What are you guys doing in here? What's going? It's your state, buddy. What are you doing? Ah, trying to become president. Sure, that'll work out well, though. You know, I think the rest of the country looks at Gruesome Newsom and goes, yeah, I don't think so. But there's about enough Democrats out there that will vote for anything that has a D in front of it, right? So for years, St. Louis has been one of the highest murder rates. The economic hardships endured by businesses, exacerbated by the challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, further complicate the feasibility of such measures, making private businesses responsible for the break-ins that are occurring to their businesses. Yeah, this is literally, and we want them to share with the responsibility. Now, you don't want to bring on any more police. You don't want to pay for it. And you want to blame somebody that can't really do anything about this other than, you know, go down that road of, all right, it's going to be a guy out front with a machine gun. Anybody else runs out of the building with stolen goods, we're shooting them in the back. Yeah. Is that a reasonable solution? Yeah. It would certainly stop shoplifting in its tracks, wouldn't it? And I'm not recommending that. I'm just saying, hey, what do you want businesses to do? Business down in San Francisco, a hardware store. I podcasted on that. It's been there for a long, long time. And they are literally buzzing people in, and they are walking with the customers to go get whatever item it is, walk them up to the front, check them out. You know, your own personal hardware shopper. That's not reasonable. You sometimes have more people in the store than you've got store personnel. So how's that going to go? These stopgap measures are just ridiculous. How about the store owner that recommended doing the fog machine? Hey, let's throw out the fog machine. Let's get a fog machine up in here, because somebody breaks in. We, you know, doing an armed robbery. They've got their guns drawn on us. We're going to hit the fog machine button. We're going to start the fog. Fog's going to come up into the store. Nobody's going to know where anybody is. I'm sure that's just fine with the dude that walked in with the gun. And then we're going to call the cops, and the cops are going to come in, and, you know, they're going to wade through the fog. They're going to wade through the fog. They're going to get the bad guy. They're going to get the bad guy. Yeah. All of these stories are the result of weak on crime. Weak on crime. You got a system where you don't have prosecutors that want to prosecute. You don't have enough defense attorneys. You don't have enough cops. Yeah. We believe in the abolition of, you know, the justice system, get rid of all the judges, get rid of borders, get rid of all this stuff. That's what the far left believes, right? Literally. And that's what the far left believes. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. It'll all work out fine. Because communism worked out fine, right? So let's just go down that road. Users on X shared their frustrations with the new tactic, arguing that business owners should not be held accountable for crimes that happen on their premises. That just goes without saying. They're in the business of making money. Period. And secondarily, providing a service to the community, right? How about in San Francisco, the prison for Preskin supervisor is trying to put a bill together that allows the community to sue grocery stores if they leave the community. Yeah, got to give them 6 months notice, otherwise they can sue. What grocery store is going to want to operate in that environment? Now, it doesn't really matter, Sean, because, you know, this is San Francisco and this is what we're doing. Because the last good example of, you know, grocery store leaving was Whole Foods left after 1 year because of the criminal activity, 563 calls to 911 in 13 months. One guy, drug addict, went out in a body bag from the restroom in the Whole Foods in San Fran. And then Whole Foods just said, we're not doing this anymore. We're shutting down. Spent millions of dollars opening, you know, a store up. How does Whole Foods hold these people who come in and deal drugs and do prostitution in the restroom and steal from the store? How do they hold them accountable? How is that Whole Foods' problem? It's not. It's the citizens' problem now because they don't have a grocery store in there anymore. Yeah, right? Grocery desert. So liberals have the worst ideas in the history of the bad ideas, lamented one user. That's funny. That's from Carol RN, Miss Rush, and the Gipper on liberals have the worst ideas in the history of bad ideas. It's so true. How do you come up with an idea like this? How do you literally voice out loud that, hey, this is what I think we should, this should be our recommendation for this epidemic of crime that's going on? And I think what it comes from is, you know, actually arresting people and throwing them in jail. And we're not doing that. So look at anything other than that and then go with that. It could be anything. It could be a terrible idea. Worst idea in the idea in the history of ideas. Some argued that the burden placed on proprietors of establishments such as nightclubs, where alcohol consumption often contributes to heightened risk factors, may appear somewhat justified. You've got patrons that drink too much. You got to cut them off. Okay, I get that part. But what we're talking about is way beyond the confines of that, right? However, extending such accountability to owners of convenience stores or gas stations raises legitimate concerns regarding the feasibility of their interventions and criminal activities beyond their control. It's so true. I mean, this makes zero sense. And yet some dumbass Democrat is going to throw this out. Oh, I went to a Democrat convention and they said this what to do is, we're learning about it. We're thinking about it. And we're reimagining public safety because we don't have any. What are you going to say? Terrible idea from a, you know, group of terrible ideas from mayors that are doing a terrible job of running their cities. Yeah, that's just a circle jerk of bad ideas, isn't it? Let's all get our ideas in here. These people are high. Punish business for criminals? For a Democrat, everyone else is responsible, not the criminal. This is the laziest excuse I've ever heard, wrote another user. It's so true. St. Louis has long had one of the highest violent crime rates in the country. And while some might say that the city's elected leadership should be held accountable, St. Louis's Democratic mayor, Tashara Jones, recently suggested that instead, the city should hold the businesses accountable. Let's see how that works out. How many businesses want to operate in that environment? It's like in California where you've got a lot of the mom and pop, fast food restaurants. They're not going to be able to cut it. They're not going to be able to cut it with, you know, bumping up that minimum hourly wage to compete. So everybody's now got to compete. You got to offer 20, 25 bucks, whatever it is. They're just not going to compete. So the big businesses do really well because they're just going to bump up their prices. McDonald's is just going to bump up their prices and just do their thing and pass it on to the consumer. So, you know, who effectively gets ramrodded in that case? Well, the mom and pops, even if the mom and pops aren't required to bump up their hourly, effectively they do because they got to compete in the business environment. And that's where these knuckleheads with these kind of ideas, they don't get it because, you know, communism has worked out so well in the past. There's a couple of funny comments on here. Let's take a look at these. These are always pretty good. Looters will be shot. All right. Somebody says that will be a very good start. Maybe what residents of St. Louis would do is vandalize and rob City Hall and then blame City Hall for the crimes. That is not a bad idea. I'd like to see how that works out. You know, no police involvement. Just, you know, let them run free. Kind of like the Summer of Love, right? They can protect themselves by putting a no criminals allowed sign in next to their no guns allowed sign. We got some racist stuff. We're not going to read that. And they keep electing these dumb liberal, all right, as mayors and DAs. You know what? So many of the comments I see always, we're always hammering on the fact, you know what? Things are going so swimmingly. Just keep voting blue. It's like the constituents of these areas, they can't get it past their head that maybe when you've got an option for somebody that's going to be a little bit tougher on public safety, maybe you should take that option and you should give up the one, the knuckleheaded one, like hiring, let's go Brandon Johnson in Chicago with all of his shenanigans. That guy is just, I should be thankful. I should really be very grateful and thankful that Mayor, let's go Brandon Johnson, got elected in Chicago, because I don't know how many podcasts he has given me. I don't know how many podcasts Eric Adams gave me in New York City. I mean, let's not forget, got Mayor Ted down in Portland. I mean, these people are just, it's like, what are you doing? What are you, besides giving me content to talk about with you and for you to be able to stand around in the water cooler and go, you hear the mayor of St. Louis is going to hold businesses accountable for being broken into? I mean, yeah, it's just absolutely, it's nutty, isn't it? It's wild. It's like, okay, what are we doing here? And how do we get here? What happened? Yeah, got to talk about it. All right, that's it for me on this segment. That's it for me on this one. Love to have you subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We're dropping two videos Monday through Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Love to have you get that content. Again, thanks for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.